Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1330 KNSS.
Stephenson in the morning now, 647 here on this Friday morning. 647. Now, three big things.
Three.
Final tally from Wichita's primary election leaves mayor qualifiers unchanged. Longwell versus Whipple.
Two.
A second company puts motorized scooters for rent on Wichita streets.
One.
Wichita woman arrested in the death of her two-year-old son. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And as we take a look at the traffic update here on the Friday morning commute, we do have fire crews heading to the scene of a trash fire in West Wichita. This is a fire in a trash compactor outside of Kohl's in the 6900 block of West Kellogg. So you will see fire trucks heading that direction. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 97 degrees. 40% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 74. Saturday mostly sunny with a 20% chance for showers and storms. And a high tomorrow of 94 degrees. Now partly cloudy, we have a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour and 76 degrees. Doctors think vaping might be the reason why a number of kids got seriously ill.
This is House Call for Health, a medical mystery in the Midwest. More than 20 teens in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota are in the hospital with serious lung issues, and some are in intensive care. Doctors at first thought these were respiratory infections, possibly pneumonia, but after getting drugs that should have helped, many of the teens got worse. Now, doctors have found a common link. All of the teens had been vaping. Some were using nicotine, others the active ingredient in marijuana that gets you high. Medical experts don't know why this is happening. One possible lead, a study from Yale and Duke universities, found that liquid in Juul devices had chemicals that could cause lung irritation. One doctor calls this outbreak deeply disturbing. She says these patients need to be treated quickly, but the cases are hard to diagnose because the symptoms are so much like an infection. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
A Washington State trooper who pulled over to help what he thought was a disabled vehicle found something else instead. The driver had eight phones simultaneously playing the video game Pokemon Go. The driver was stopped on the shoulder of a highway south of Seattle. Tuesday evening, the agency tweeted a photo showing a blue foam square with the phones sitting in eight rectangular cutouts. A patrol spokesman says the patrol said Sergeant Kyle Smith did not issue a ticket because he did not observe the car moving while the driver was using the eight phones. But Smith asked the driver to put the phones in the back seat and move along because stopping on the shoulder is for emergencies only. Yeah, he had eight phones in this little, and he's playing a video game.
Well, maybe the emergency was Facebook or something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's an emergency for some people.
Well, for him it was.
Yeah.
And he didn't get in any big trouble about it, but there you go. All right, it's a 6:50, coming up on 6:51 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. We're going to talk about long-term investing, just how long is long-term. You know, for it's all relative, it seems like, to a lot of people. You know, when you sit down with your certified financial planner, you'll probably have a few conversations about investing for the long run or long-term investing. But what the heck does that mean? Generally, if you're invested for the long term, that means your portfolio can become a bit more aggressive and take on more risk. That's because the markets have a history of going up over time, but may see fluctuations in the short run. According to economist Craig Israelson, from 1926 through 2018, large cap stocks have had positive growth more than 73% of the time. That's a long period of time. Small cap stocks, which are generally more volatile, they go up and down more, were up about 68% of those years, and U.S. bonds were up about 90% of the time. 93 years is definitely long term, but it's far longer than most investors' time horizon. Well, let's look at more reasonable time periods, say like 35 years. There were 59 35-year periods in those 93 years since 1926. Does that make sense? The first one starts 35 years after 1926. If an investor was 100% invested in large capitalization stocks, they enjoyed nearly a 10% average annual return. 92% of those rolling 35-year time periods. As we reduce the holding period, the percentage of average 10% returns diminishes. Investing in a portfolio of large cap stocks for any 30-year period from 1926 to 2018, a rolling period, would yield a 10% return 84% of the time, and holding any 25-year period returned 10% 61% of the time. So the shorter the holding period, the fewer number of periods will reach a 10% return. By studying how other investments like bonds, cash, and small or mid-cap stocks perform can help you design a portfolio that fits your time horizon. That's called diversification, and that's how it works, and it's all really based upon history. And, of course, if you have any questions, give me a call, number 634-2222.
Seen plenty of excitement this week on the stock market, haven't we? Yeah. Been all over the place.
Oh, yeah. A lot of that's headline-driven. You know, somebody says something and this happens, and then somebody says something else and this happens. And I think the reality is that, you know, we may be facing something down the line, but, you know, most companies are pretty darn heavy.
Don't panic yet.
Well, don't panic. You've worked hard for the allocation you're in.
Yeah.
You can control one thing, and that is where your money is. And based upon these things I was just talking about, we know the history. We know how these things behave. I can't predict what's going to happen, but we know how each one of these sectors behaves.
Okay.
So if you put a lot of time into building your allocation, then there's a good chance that you may get down a little bit, but you could help mitigate some of the volatility.
To the 401k, Wendy, you've told us before that when the market goes a little rough, they just go and do some buying.
We put some more in, and that's where that long-term thing comes in, you know, because you know over time, I just told you how it shows up.
Yeah, the first inclination, take it all out. But you say, keep it in there.
Because you know what? There's only a few days during a year that have those big upswings, and if you're out during one of those, you could lose a whole bunch of money.
And if you do that, you'll wind up nearly as wealthy as Don Grant and Stephen Ted.
Oh, gosh, that's something to really strive for.
Today is... Wait, you think I was telling a joke there?
Yes, you were.
Well, today is National Tell a Joke Day. Get out there and laugh a little.
Guffaw.
Tell some funny ones. Do you ever tell jokes when you're with your people?
You know, I can't remember them.
I can't either. I used to be pretty good at it, but I can't.
I'm more of an off-the-cuff, notice something is kind of odd, like Ted. You know, Ted is a master at seeing something kind of odd and then tacking it to a TV show from the 80s.
Yeah, he's kind of a Seinfeld type. Hey, have you noticed, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So I would rather be
Jokes have been a part of human culture since at least 1900 BC, according to my notes here.
When they were drawing dinosaurs with big heads on the cave walls.
A lot of people don't know that Fred Flintstone did some stand-up. There's a joke for you. But anyway, I did a research. I got a couple of jokes this
morning. Wacky Etruscans.
I tell you.
No kidding.
Oh, man.
I tell you what, the Neanderthals.
That Neanderthal, man.
I've got an office joke for you. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
And you listeners out there, if you'd like to take this with you to work today and regale your coworkers, be my guest.
I would attribute it to Steve because it's going to be lame.
You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. I get plenty of exercise at work. Jumping to conclusions, pushing my luck, and dodging deadlines.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Noticed.
It's not like a belly laugh or anything. You know?
I noticed you didn't laugh, but all right. What is that phony? National Tele-Joke Day. Have a good time out there. All right. Thank you, sir. 6:56, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, we've got a complete look at the news for the day with Steve and Ted. More scooters for rent in Wichita. That story and more on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Tune in to Steve and Ted in the Morning every weekday for The Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. CTHB is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
This morning, I woke up at 5:30.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.